Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 18th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing well. No new injuries to update anyone on, so I think we're getting better. Two of my toes are still numb, but everything else feels better.
You're not going to get medevaced from the podcast.
No, I think I'm good. I don't think we need to worry about that. I don't need a scooter. I don't need the little Christmas noise to follow me around. So I think we're okay.
Are you concerned about getting pranked?
I mean, I'm always concerned about getting pranked. I got pranked at the gym the other day, actually. Someone had taken like the water fountain, the little spigot where the water comes out, and turned it like outward, and then it shot out and hit me in the face.
You have 5-year-olds at your gym?
This is a rock climbing gym. Why are there little kids down here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where kids go. The rock climbing gyms are full of kids usually.
It was also like 9 o'clock at night. So I just didn't think like there should be people there. It's fine.
All right. Well, we're here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 60 in the house. And if you are not a Christie fan, then there might be some cause for celebration for today.
I mean, I don't know. Have you checked out the Christie eviction party hashtag on Twitter?
I haven't checked it out myself, but I have been told that it exists and that people are bringing various dishes to the party.
Sure. Well, okay. My favorite dish to bring to any potluck are those little hot dogs wrapped up in the puff pastry stuff. I don't know what we call those.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yes. Perfect. That's good. That's good. So I'll be bringing those to the party.
Okay. All right, I'm checking out the Christie eviction party hashtag. It's mostly just people celebrating.
No, it's pretty much all just people celebrating. A couple good memes. Yeah. That's about it. But I think everyone's just really happy that we're able to celebrate this 5 days before the eviction.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So so the veto players were drawn. Nick, Cliff, and Holly were chosen. They were all chips drawn. I don't believe there was any house guest choice, if I'm not mistaken there. Then we got some preamble before the veto competition. It's actually a very short veto competition, but we'll talk about that. Sis, Christy, and Tommy. Christy said to Sis and Tommy that she had been talking to Holly, and Holly had kind of let slip that, Nick had been making deals with them for a while. And so they're starting to feel like, oh, that Nick, he made a deal with them. He threw the HOH. That's why we're in the position we are. That's why Nick didn't go on the block. It was all Nick.
Sure. I mean, look, I'm okay with putting any kind of blame on him. We don't have to get to it now, but I have an entire section of my notes called Nick is a horn dog. So...
How many pigs in a blanket will Nick eat?
However many he can get his feet on.
So Sis is pissed at Nick. She can't believe him. She can't believe. And you know what? She's also pissed at Holly. You know why she's pissed at Holly? She can't believe that Holly would choose a guy over her.
okay, so Sis says about 10 or 15 times throughout the day, first off, she completely blames all of this on Holly. She seems to forget that Holly is not actually HOH. I mean, I understand that there may have been some influence there, but even if Holly wasn't here, Jackson still would have put Sis up. But she keeps talking about, and I have never said anything bad about Holly, and I have had opportunities to. Cut to, like, her talking bad about Holly nonstop.
Rob said in the chat, Bella may have tweeted recently that Nick is a pig in a blanket. but Sis is absolutely ridiculous about the whole Holly situation. Holly told me about a month and a half ago that she would choose me over any guy like Jackson, and now a month and a half later, after I was targeting both of them, she's choosing a guy over me. I hope America hates her.
Yeah, sisters before misters, and that runs deep. That never changes.
Real deep.
Yeah, if Sis voted out Holly and Jackson, and then Holly didn't give Sis her vote at the end and voted for a guy, we'd be hearing the same thing.
I mean, honestly, I mean, let's be real. Holly, she did this to herself. This is jury management at play. You know, she should have chosen Sis over Jackson.
Look, Sis, she's not going to change herself because of this game. She's not going to compromise her morals. And she is just going to be a nice person. She would never do anything that would make anyone dislike her.
She's never done anything wrong. That's what she told America.
She's never done anything, is what she actually told America.
She went to the cameras. Hey, America, I've been really good all season. I haven't done anything bad. Please give me a power. I need to be safe with Christy.
I mean, has she forgotten that America just voted that they didn't like her? I don't know. America, well, as we all know with Big Brother, America is just Santa Claus. And if you just tell them that you've been a good girl and you deserve presents, that's what you get. You sit on old Saint Nick's lap and you tell him what you want. And then America gives it to you.
So Tommy's going to go to Nick and he's going to let Nick know, like, did you make a deal with Jackson and Holly? Nick's like, yeah, I told you I did. The day that it happened, I made a deal with them that we wouldn't put each other on the block. But I didn't throw the HOH because Tommy's like, oh, yeah. Christy and Sis are like mad at you because they think you threw the HOH and that you like sold us out. And he's like, what the hell? Why doesn't anybody trust me?
Oh, my
gosh. I only make deals with everybody all the time. I don't understand.
I think I said this last week. It's just Nick thinks that he's playing this amazing go-between game where he's playing both sides. And so whenever he finds out that it's not working, he just gets more and more upset. You know, he just, fine. Well, you know what? If they want to put me up, that's fine. I've done nothing but protect them this whole time. I'm sick and tired of people questioning me at all times. And Christy and Elise, when he tells them this, are like, we didn't question you. We just asked you a question.
Yeah, he goes to Christy and Sis, and he's like, I'm just, guys, I don't understand why you're questioning me. And Sis is like, I'm not questioning you. I just have questions.
Completely different thing.
Why don't you guys trust me? I don't not trust you. I just need to figure out if I can trust you.
Yeah. Yep. So that's going great. You know, Tommy does tell Nick that he does trust him. And that's why he's telling Nick that the girls don't trust him. But, you know, it's BS. And Nick hates getting questioned all the time.
Yeah, he does. Cliff is going to talk with Jackson and just kind of going to lightly ask, like, you know, I kind of assume that, you know, you maybe made a deal with Tommy at some point. That's why he's not on the block. Was that something that happened? And Jackson's like, no. No, I didn't make any deals with Tommy. And in fact, Tommy will go on the block if Nick wins the veto and uses it. So just to let you know just how not a deal was made. It's Tommy might even go up. I do have a good relationship with Tommy, though. That's why he's not on the block. But if he will go up on the block. So and there's no deal.
Yeah. Yep. No alliances, no deals. hard. I'm
It's not an alliance.
No, remember when alliances were a thing? I mean, like, I know we made fun of all of the names of every alliance ever, but that's better than just all of these, the six, the five, the three.
Okay, the Jess.
There was a nine, and then there was an eight, and there was a six.
The five, the four, the three. I wasn't a part of any of them.
Wait, who's the five? Who's the five? Is that the six minus the one?
Yeah. So Tommy and Sis, Tommy's going to be really pushing Sis to make peace with Jackson all day long. There's a lot of pressure from both sides. Tommy being the main instigator to try to reconnect Jackson, Holly, and Sis. And he's also trying to make it happen for Christy, but she is probably on her way out the door. So, that's sort of a secondary objective at this point. He says to Sis, the only reason this is happening is because Christy wouldn't make peace with Jackson last week. So you have to do it this week because that's the only problem in the way.
Which is not true, but it is true that with Christy leaving, Jackson and Holly will probably be more likely to want to work with Tommy and Sis because, like has been stated, many people are not going to put Sis on the block. Holly actually feels like, well, we'll get to that later. But yeah, Holly is a little more anti-Sis.
Yes. I do want to point out that it was probably 5 days ago or so on the live feed update that I talked about how Tommy was basically hosting an intervention for Christy in the HOH room one night during his HOH week. And he was like, Christy, you need to go talk to Jackson and Holly. You need to try to make peace with them. And Christy was like, nah, don't want to. I don't care. They're not coming to me. I'm not going to go to them. I don't care. He's like, I get that that's how you do it in real life, but this is a game. You need to try to make peace with them. It's a game. You need to play the game. And she was like, fine. But then the next day she made the deal with Cliff. And after she made the deal with Cliff, she said, great, now I don't have to make peace with Jackson Holly. Screw them. They're my targets. And I can just leave it like this. Look at her now.
Yeah. So I like Tommy and I think that he's playing well, but this just not being able to let go this getting group of people together. Like, why can't Tommy just go go pick up Jess or Cliff or Nicole or someone else? Start something new.
Well, I mean, you say that, but it's the only reason he's off the block this week.
Yes, but in the long run, by losing Christy, I mean, he has Sis and kind of Nick. I just don't think that Tommy is like going to be in the power position of this new thing that forms anyway.
I mean, I think that Tommy has managed to survive a week he shouldn't have survived. And it's because of his reluctance to let go of Jackson and Holly. And I think that he's actually, I streamed yesterday and we were going through options and scenarios. And I think it's actually pretty difficult to take Tommy out next week, even if you try to target him, because he has the support of Jackson and Holly. Holly was talking about how Tommy is somebody that she trusts more than anybody other than Jackson. They're not going for Tommy yet. You know, Sis and Nick are still on Tommy's side. If Tommy is able to reunite Jackson and Holly with Sis, that does put him in the control position. I don't think that's impossible.
I think you could get Tommy out if, like, Cliff wins HOH and puts up, like, Holly and Tommy.
I don't think you can trust Jess to not vote out Holly.
Yeah, you can't trust Jess with anything, so...
Yeah, that's the problem.
I see what you're saying, but I just don't think, like, even if it's hard to get Tommy out, I don't think that he is the one calling the shots anymore with a lot of people. Like, I think there's some people he can control.
I completely agree with that. I think that Tommy has certainly lost a lot of positioning and clout in the game, but I don't fault him trying to reunite these two groups, because if he succeeds at that, then he will have control over the game again.
I don't think he's going to succeed with that.
I hope not. But he is pushing hard to reunite these groups. And I do think it's possible, especially with Christy leaving. But it will probably depend on who wins the next HOH. Might be an important one for somebody like Cliff to end up winning. Point being, though, Christy absolutely should have tried to reconnect with Jackson Holly last week. There's no reason for her to intentionally avoid trying to make peace with them. Having people who are your enemies in the house stay enemies when they can definitely win HOHs is not a great thing to have happen to you, especially when they then win an HOH and then take you out of the game. If she had tried with Tommy's help, I do think that she might have been able to make something happen. Because we know that Holly really wanted Nick out, because essentially that's what Nick did. Holly and Jackson were anti-Christy and anti-Nick. Nick saw that they might target him if they won the HOH, so Nick went and he made a deal with them. Holly didn't like it, but at least he tried. And so when Holly pushed Jackson to target Nick instead of Christy, there was no reason for it. There was no ammunition to make that happen. But if Christy had tried to make a deal with them and tried to open up with them, and Tommy had been in there trying to grease those wheels, I do think that there was a chance she could have made something happen, but she was pretty stubborn and she decided against it. So we'll never find out.
Christy has had multiple chances to smooth things over, but instead, because her and Jackson, you've got these two people who are so stubborn. Everyone else, if at least one, if not both of them were gone, everyone else in the remaining six would probably be happy working together prior to all of the blowups that have happened recently. But because you've got these two people who just constantly say, it's actually kind of funny how much they mimic each other when they say, you know, I just can't compromise myself to work with them. Christy and Jackson both say the same things about each other. They just hate each other. But not amending things to make yourself not go on the block is one. Two, don't dig yourself a deeper hole 5 days before eviction. And that's just what Christy decides to do all day.
Yeah. Well, so the feeds go down for the veto competition. And obviously, we've been talking about this, that Christy is dead in the water here, because Jackson is going to win the power of veto, which means he won the HOH and the veto, which... it's important for him to get Christy out, because he can make peace with Tommy and Sis, which is better for his game. However, it's not great, in my opinion, that he had to win HOH and veto. He's now won two vetoes, an HOH, the field trip competition. It's starting to look like this guy needs to go, if I'm anybody else in the house.
Yeah, I mean, he's won a lot, and Tommy does talk with him and start listing off all the competitions he's played in and what percentage of them he's won. And Tommy's kind of doing that whole like, oh, no, I'm not calling you out for how great you are. I'm just pointing out, this is amazing. I wish I was as good as you, which is a great tactic. I love that one. I don't know why Tommy is saying this to Jackson and not to like other people in the house.
They love to talk about their stats. They talk about percentage of you know, competitions played versus won. I have never seen that before in the house, but it's interesting because it is a lot more telling than just flat stat comp wins by themselves. But especially if I am somebody in the house remembering Big Brother 20 and how many of those like final eight to final four sort of competitions were, you know, roll a ball, some sort of like throwing and catching, like hand eye coordination, athletic, Casey and Tyler go back to back to back winning those things. Jackson's going to win all of those things. He's the most athletic person in the house by a large margin.
Wait, I'm sorry. Aren't those hand eye tactical puzzle.
There's a difference between tactile hand puzzles and hand eye coordination ball throwings. So yeah, you got to be careful though, especially with the direction that they're moving in with these competitions. You got to be careful of those.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like this competition was a puzzle, and it was some kind of puzzle that has multiple solutions and also involved having heavy pieces.
Yes.
Pieces of different weight.
It seemed like it was a kind of like a physical puzzle, you might want to call it.
Yeah, I don't know if it was one of the... I was picturing something that was kind of similar to the ones where they have like a bunch of things they have to hang up and balance them. So sort of that type of thing.
I think they might have had to like run, grab
run
a piece.
And get stuff. I know they were wearing goggles and slippers. And,
yeah. They were dressed up in bathing suits and, you know, like beach gear, which is important, actually. But yes, yeah, so Jackson wins the veto. And when the feeds come back, Nicole is laying in front of the diary room door. And Tommy is going to, in his beach gear, kind of do like a slow Baywatch-esque slow motion run. He's twirling his shirt around. And he runs and he goes and he picks up Nicole off the floor and he's like, oh, we need to save her. Oh. And Holly is running next to him, you know, in her bathing suit with the buoy thing, like oh yeah, we gotta save her. And Tommy brings her over to the table and he sets her down. They're playing Baywatch and Christy is right there. And Mary, Christy just lost the veto.
Mm-hmm.
How could they?
You can't have fun.
It's so insensitive.
It's extremely insensitive.
It's, you know, unbelievable. She thought Tommy was her friend.
No, 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 no. He is only here for the jokes.
Yes. So very quickly after the feeds come back from Christy losing the veto to Jackson, Christy is going to head straight upstairs to the have-not room, bawling her eyes out, sobbing inconsolably. Sis is going to be extremely pissed. I can't believe them. Effing Tommy, how dare he play Baywatch? That's not cool. That's insensitive. And Christy's like,
I thought he was my friend. I thought he was my friend.
And Sis is like, how dare he? And it's basically what I expected from Jackson winning.
Yeah, I mean, look, Christy is emotional. And as we know, she only cries when negative things happen to her. She also cried for Sis earlier because poor little Sis, Angel Sis, it's not nice that she's on the block. I think that we should have had more celebrating in the house. Like, the house is just channeling the outside world and they know that it's Christy eviction party coming up. And you know, how are you supposed to not play Baywatch when you're wearing bathing suits?
Yeah. So to break this down, the reason Christy's really upset is not that Tommy was playing Baywatch. It's that Tommy was playing Baywatch with Holly.
Right. And as we all know, the most surefire way to know if people are in alliances together is if they play Baywatch together. It's not who you sleep in the bed with. It's not what room you're in. It's not who you hang out with at all time. It's only who you run in slow motion with bathing suits.
Those who Baywatch together, final two together.
Right.
It's a classic like, brother saying.
Hello, Bay. Watch.
Hey, Bay. Bay. Watch us get to the final two. So... So Christy is upset that Tommy is playing with Holly, and really what it comes down to is that she's upset that he wants to continue to play the game with Holly moving forward, that he keeps trying to get her to make peace with Holly and Jackson. She knows that once she leaves, he's going to go to Holly and Jackson and still work with them, and she said that the universe would be messed up if they let Holly and Jackson get to the finals. And so she's just upset. He is supposed to be her friend from outside the house for years and years and years. And she looks like a fool because she's going in one direction and he's going in another direction, and it just sucks.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of says like, oh, I should have known that our games wouldn't be aligned the whole time. Cause we knew each other. It's not like we've known each other for 7 years or anything. Tommy's like, oh, it's fine. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Everything's going to be fine. No, it's not, because everyone just does what the HOH wants, and Jackson's going to want me out. Yeah, Christy really hates that people don't play their own game and that they always do what the HOH wants. I don't remember her being so upset whenever this benefited her as the HOH or HOH adjacent, but what happens?
Yeah. It's it really, when I saw this happening, I was just like, Tommy should play into this hard. Like, he should make it seem like Christy now hates him forever when she leaves for the jury, because that would make Tommy's end game so much easier. People thought that he didn't have, if people were pissed at him.
But you can't do both things. You can't pretend that Christy doesn't like you, but also tell other people, like, got to get the group back together. Although I guess Christy will be gone, so kind of could do that. Yeah,
right. That's what I said was he should apologize to Christy. He should say to Christy that her pretending to still be pissed at him is a campaign tactic to keep her in the house. And then when it failed. Well, we might as well keep it up when you head to the jury to help me out, because look, we're a team. And so then she calls him out in her eviction speech, and says, I'd never vote for you, Tommy. And she storms out of the house because she's still pissed at Tommy. And then she goes into the house and she's like, into the jury house, and she's like, yeah, you know, I was really pissed at Tommy, but I've got to put my ego aside and say that he played the best game and give him my vote.
I think this is a good, that would be a good idea, except I'm actually kind of surprised with how much Tommy and Christy are not seen as a pair. Like, I know people lump them together, but they're seen as much less of a pair than like Jackson and Holly, or even like Nicole and Nick, who are constantly brought up. Like, I think Tommy just has enough other relationships that he's not solely tied to Christy, and Christy's been spending so much more time with Sis lately.
Yeah, so. Tommy has done a good job ever since Christy's game just sunk. Tommy has done a good job of separating himself from her. People still see them as, you know, tight. There's still talk about them having a final two deal, but he has done a good job. That doesn't mean that he can't do an even better job, though. He's not going to do this, of course, but it was just my thought.
He's holding out for that 10.
Yeah, exactly. If he was a 10 player, that's what he'd do, but he's not. He apologizes. Everybody apologizes. I'm not. Don't apologize. No, it's not that. I'm not sad that I'm leaving. I'm just sad about Baywatch. So Holly and Jackson are going to talk. Jackson wants to make peace with Sis. He agrees with what Tommy told them. He wants to do what Tommy wants. Holly is like, though, I don't. Sis is a poor sport. She just wants to blame everyone else for her problems. And who's going to take Sis out? Who is going to target Sis? Nobody. Jackson's like, you. She's like, oh, I mean, I guess so. I guess I have to. Nobody else is going to.
Yeah. Yeah. And Holly talks a little bit about how, you know, she's like, yeah, Sis is not even good. She's not even good at competition, so no one wants to take her out. True. People will let her ride to the end. She like talks about, you know, it's like I'm like 9 years older than her, and she's a college athlete, and I'm still beating her in all these competitions.
Oh, don't forget,
there's a little bit of that. And we're
I'm 9 years I'm 9 years older than her, and she's a college athlete, and we're the same size.
Yeah, we're the same size.
Oh,
so it's
boy.
A fair matchup, but she should be better because she's younger and hotter and a college athlete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, though, get rid of Sis, because I know a lot of casuals who are like, yeah, which brunette is Holly? Which one are you talking about?
Mm.
Like, they think they're the same person anyway, so it's fine. Yeah, Holly says it's easier for Sis to blame other people than to take responsibility. She knows that Sis has been talking bad about her. She's like, yeah, let her hate me. Let her fume. Gives me more of a reason to target her later.
Yeah. So that's the good part, because we want them to be angry at each other.
Jackson's also mad at Sis, because he's like, I told her to have blind faith in me.
Yeah.
And she's not. I told her to have blind faith and she won't go home. And how dare she be upset that I then put her on the block?
I don't know her anything. I don't know her. I don't know her anything. After what she said in the have not room, I don't know her anything. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Jackson is going to talk with Nick. Nick lets Jackson know his target moving forward is Jess. Jess is Nick's only target. He's not sure who we would put on the block next to Jess, but Jess is his target for next week. And it wouldn't surprise me if he did try to win the HOH and make that happen. There are some people I think that might throw the HOH, so wouldn't surprise me at all if we see something along those lines with a Nick HOH, but we'll see.
I think Nick and Jess, their feud is kind of like the B plot. It's kind of like happening over here on the side, but it's not really that important. I mean, maybe if one of them win HOH again, it'll come up, but kind of like, okay. They're like, you know how there's like school rivalries and you got like the two big schools and they're like, oh, our football team and your football team, and it's like a big deal. And then you got these other little schools and like, yeah, we have a rivalry too. That's kind of like what I think they're like.
That's Nick and Jess. Yeah, we have a rivalry. I'm targeting Jess.
You're like, yeah. Like, they're both probably the hero of their own story. It's kind of adorable.
Adorable's not how I would describe Nick, but you do you.
I'm sorry. Wait, Nick, let me just throw in one of my things from Nick is a horn dog list. Nick says that he's going to run and jump on Bella on finale night. Ooh, okay. He says this also while he is cuddling with Sis, which is great.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Nick says he wishes Bella would walk in for 5 minutes. That's all he needs. Well, maybe less. That's what he says. He says maybe less than five. Again, saying this while cuddling Sis. Nick says Bella would be fine with him cuddling Tommy and Sis because Bella knew them. Now, maybe it's just me, but that actually makes it worse if I know that someone is like cuddling and spooning with someone who I know. I'd rather be a stranger. If it's someone I know, then there's more of a connection there.
For you or for them?
I don't know, for everybody. Nick says that he has slept a night in every bed. He's bragging about this. And Nicole is like, oh, yeah, he defiled my bed when he was in it. And then later on, Nick gets in bed with Nicole again. And you can see Nicole just inching farther and farther away in her corner. And then Nick asks Christy how her sister's butt looked. Christy says average. So.
Oh. Yeah. Christy was talking about her. He said her sister has looked 30 ever since she was 13.
Yeah.
And okay. her butt is average, I guess. And Christy then goes on to say that she looks very, really, really young for her age. She moisturizes a lot. Maybe a weird sibling rivalry going on there between Christy and her sister. She swears enough on her life that maybe she's trying to make something happen. I don't know.
Wow, that got real dark. Jeez, I was having nice fun Nick is a sleazeball time, and we had to get into that corner.
Yeah, anyway. Nick is still like vigorously jumping on top of people like Tommy and doing bad things.
Great. My favorite, best kind of feeds I love to watch.
So we then get to Tommy's gonna talk with Jackson and Holly. He says, look, I understand why you did what you did. I understand. You know, it only makes sense, but I do encourage you to make peace with Sis and Christy, and you should talk to them individually. I like, look, it's hot down there. It's not going to be easy, but we need to make this happen. And he really, you know, he spends a lot of time trying to grease the wheels, trying to make sure that they are on board to make peace and everything can continue on moving forward. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. And they kind of agree with that. I think that's fine. You know, Jackson says, yeah, you know, like, Christy, I think she understands my game move. I'm just here to compete. I'm not here for all the drama and the he said, she said. It's okay if there's a little bit of strategy, but I think Christy will understand when she's gone and then it'll be okay. Jackson and Holly both want to sit down with Sis and explain things to make her a little less upset. And Tommy correctly advises them to do this one-on-one so that they don't gang up on her, which is good. It's something you always talk about. Have these one-on-one conversations. Don't come in as a group.
Mm-hmm.
One likes that.
Yes. So they talk a little bit afterward, Jackson and Holly. Holly, now, not sure she even wants to win the next HOH because she's starting to feel like she's kind of good. And, you know, well, as long as Sis doesn't win, she thinks she feels pretty good. You know, everybody's basically telling her that nobody will come after her. Holly, that's exactly how Christy felt last week.
Yeah. I don't think people should throw HOH at this stage when everything is so mixed up. Maybe like Cliff could throw it if he wanted to.
The real people playing the middle are Cliff and Nicole. They're the people that can throw HOH. Anybody else is just fooling themselves. Unless they really do make a solid piece with Tommy and Sis, then I think that they can safely throw HOH, and that would be good for them. But you're not there yet, Holly.
But I don't think she's in a terrible position either. I think Holly has pretty good likelihood of ending up on the block, but I don't think she has that great likelihood of going, like, being the initial target, unless it is Sis.
Especially now that Jackson has won these competitions, Jackson definitely goes home over Holly at this point. So she is a lot more insulated than she has been in the past.
And there's just not many people that I think are even outwardly planning on putting Jackson and Holly both up. I mean, really, like, if Tommy's plan works and they make something with Sis, I don't think that Sis would then do that right away. I think it's more of a, oh, if someone ends up leaving by some veto circumstance, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, and I think Cliff and Nicole have both been working with Jackson and Holly enough to, especially Cliff, to where that wouldn't benefit him right away. So, I don't know. I think Holly's not in the worst spot.
We really went over it yesterday on the stream, and it's such a fluid game. It could go anywhere. I don't think anybody's in a great spot, and I don't think anybody's in a terrible spot. I think it's really all over the place.
I'm having a hard time picturing how Holly really gets targeted, but also I don't know who, like, people have to put somebody up, and I'm not really sure exactly who they would. I mean, you know, Jess and Nick are going to put each other up.
Yeah, Jess and Nick are the only two people that are actively being targeted next week by each other.
I would love for Nicole to win somehow, and put Nick up just to like get rid of those people disliking her because she works with Nick. Like, that's why Jess hates Nicole so much. Well, it's part of the reason. It's not the whole reason. Mm-hmm. Jess also hates Nicole because Nicole was nice to her.
Yeah. How dare she? They have some.
Oh, breaking news also. Forgot to mention this earlier. Holly is very upset at Sis also because Sis did not say good morning to her.
Oh, no.
So this is like the reverse of the Bailey and Tyler stuff. I mean, it's bad to say good morning, but it's worse to not say good morning.
Mastermind Sis thought she was correcting the mistakes of the past, but it turns out there's just no winning.
No, I mean, I think now it really begs the question. When you're maybe having a feud with someone, especially if it's a one-sided feud, what do you do if they say good morning?
You should. Here's the next thing to try, obviously. Just say good.
I'm sorry. Wait, so someone walks up and says good morning and you respond.
No.
Good.
You walk up to them. You say good.
Oh, halfway there.
It's confusing enough that they won't know if you were trying to say good morning or if you were trying to not say good morning. And they won't be able to be mad at either one.
Uh-huh. How about just a nice little head nod?
I don't know. That could be aggressive.
Oh, okay. But is it more aggressive than not saying good morning?
You want them to be a little bit confused. The confusion kind of takes the edge off the anger.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good plans. Everyone note this down in your Big Brother rule books. I'm going to try this out next season. Just going to say good.
They play some pranks. They put Vaseline on the door handles and the cabinet handles and all of this stuff.
Actually, I have only been to camp one time, really. Well, the same camp multiple times. I went to cross country camp. And in cross country camp, there were a lot of pranks. So this is the most accurate camp thing so far. And almost all of our pranks involve putting Vaseline places. So all over the bathrooms, just all over. And then there was a lot of duct taping people to walls and saran wrapping beds with all your stuff on them.
Duct taping people to walls seems like they have to be an active participant. Doesn't seem that pranky to me.
They were, but they would scare people when you walk in because there's a person duct taped to your wall. They were upside down too, I think. I remember.
That doesn't seem safe.
Well, yeah. High school cross country camp. What are you going to do? All I'm saying is lots and lots of Vaseline. So this is very accurate.
Okay.
And it's the only accurate thing about camp so far.
My cross country camp experiences just involved listening to techno music really loud.
Yeah, there was some of that. A little bit of running too, occasionally.
I mean, sometimes.
Lots of eating gravy. I remember that part.
So Jess and Christy are going to have a lengthy discussion out in the backyard that Jackson tries to like listen in on. And do you guys even want? She just hates Nicole. It's the whole thing is just Nicole sucks. She's the worst. How dare she look at Nick? Why does she do the things she does? Why is she the way she is? Christy being like, I'm sure she might be a good person outside of the house. And Jess is like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but not in here. Not in the house. Jess just hates Nicole.
She has jumped on the bandwagon of, I bet Nicole is lying about being bullied. And I think that she's just pretending with her anxiety. It's like Bella left the house, but before she left, like, osmosised all of her bad feelings about Nicole into Jess, but just with like a delay. So it was going to hit her like a couple weeks late.
This brings me back to Jess's HOH week. When Nicole talked to Jess about feeling bad for Cliff in the veto because Christy and Sis were laughing at him, Nicole was like pouring her heart out. I just feel so bad. I hate it. You know, he's such a great guy and they're laughing at him and I feel like it's bullying. And at the time I was like, it seems like Jess not only doesn't care, but actively like doesn't like what Nicole is saying right now, like actively is despising the conversation that is occurring, because she was just like, yeah. Uh-huh. And then completely ignored what Nicole was saying the whole time. And at the time I thought, well, maybe it's just Jess. Maybe that's just, she just kind of spaces out sometimes. Maybe she just wasn't paying attention or something. But no, the way that she describes it to Christy is, oh yeah, when she was telling me that, I was just like, oh my God, Nicole, stop. Why are you acting like this? Why are you lying about people? Like she has been thinking this of Nicole for a long time, in my opinion, including all the way going back to her HOH week and potentially before. I think this relationship has been fairly one-sided for a while. It's always been Jess and Kat, not Jess and Nicole.
Is it because Nicole gets to the point faster, so it confuses Jess? Because we don't spend 3 hours talking about things.
Maybe. And you know what? It wasn't even always Jess and Kat. I think Jess is, she's very much a free agent when it comes to friendships, because she was very anti-Kat for like most of the week last week. But now, now she is Kat's evangelist. And when she's talking to Christy about like how Kat flipped the vote, when the vote flipped against Cliff and that Kat was knew about the flip, she was like, yeah, but Kat never would have voted Cliff out. She was way too loyal to him. She never would have done that in a million years, even if you guys had told her to do that. I know you told her to vote to keep Cliff, but if you had told her to vote to evict Cliff, she never would have done that. She's too loyal. It's like,
I want a coffee mug that says I'm a free agent when it comes to friendship. That's great. I love that. Whew,
it's the next great. I'll put that mug in the store that sells the Taryn Show shirts. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Jess dislikes Nicole so much. I think some of it in this house has to do with everyone thinks that they're a really great person.
Mm.
And I'm going to talk within the context of the house. I don't know them in their outside lives. But, you know, you hear Sis talking about how she's such a nice person who doesn't do anything wrong and never badmouths Holly. And Christy's just so caring and is such a nice person. And Jackson is great to women. And Jack is just such a nice
Holly
person.
Never wanted to be a mean girl with everyone else. She was just pressured right into it.
So the problem is, when you have some people in the house who are genuinely really sweet people, like Nicole and Cliff, it just messes with all those other people's minds. Because they're like, wait, but I know I'm such a good person. And so if they think they're a good person, but it's not meshing with how I am, so they must be a bad person.
There must be something that they're hiding.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm going with this.
I'm with you. I think you're right. So they have that lengthy conversation, and it sketches Jackson out that Jess is talking to Christy so much. He talks to Cliff with Holly in the room a bit about how Sis is pissed off, and you know they're trying to lighten the mood. Cliff promises again he's voting with them, he wants to work with them moving forward, and they Jackson's like, so but what about I'm solid on you, Cliff, but what about Nicole? And Cliff is like, we don't have to worry about Nicole. Nicole is good. Don't have to worry about her. And Jackson's like, what about Jess? Because I just saw her was talking with Christy out there for like hours. And Cliff is like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Jess. I don't know how much we can trust her. She is definitely very close to Christy. But you've got Nicole and myself. So you don't have to worry about the vote at the very least. So they're starting to get concerned, and very rightfully so, that that Jess is very close with the other side. Christy, by the way, in that conversation was also telling Jess, if I leave, you have to link up with Sis. You have to work with them. And Jess was like, okay.
Yeah. So Christy tells Jess, you need to link up with Sis and Nick because Sis will be a great mediator between you and Nick. So Nick won't put you up. And Jess is like, oh, okay. And then immediately after that, Jess says, yeah, I just hate Nicole because she's always hanging out with Nick.
Yeah.
Not Sis, though, who is also hanging out with Nick, who you have just been informed to work with.
Yeah, not herself for potentially hanging out with Nick in the future.
I can kind of understand the problem because Nick just goes around telling everyone, oh, yeah, look, it's fine. I've got Nicole's vote and I could probably pull Cliff in. Meanwhile, Cliff and Nicole are telling Jackson, like, yeah, we're with you.
Well, this narrative was completely crafted by Kat the day of her eviction, when Kat was mad that Nicole wasn't voting with to keep her. She said, oh, the only reason Nicole isn't voting to keep me is because she's just Nick's puppet. She does whatever Nick says, and it's all Nick's fault. And so that's why Jess has taken that and run with it. It was never an issue for Jess until that happened. That was like a really big bonding session between her and Kat, where they just decided to hate Nicole. So that's where they stand there. Jackson and Sis do eventually have their talk. Sis is going to swallow her pride and talk with Jackson. She says, look, I'm not even mad about me going home or being on the block or Christy going home. The only thing I'm mad about is that you didn't tell me that I was going on the block ahead of time. Everybody was shocked. Everybody came up to me and said that they were really surprised. And so was I. And it really, that's the only reason I'm mad. Very, very typical sort of, everybody always, when you get put up on the block, go back, watch every single season of Big Brother, watch every nomination episode. After every nomination episode, they're in the diary room saying, you know, I'm not mad that I'm put on the block, but I'm really mad about the fact that they said this in their speech, or the fact that they didn't tell me ahead of time, or the fact that they told me ahead of time, or the fact that they didn't say this in their speech. You'll always find something to be mad about, where to pretend that you're not mad that you just got put on the block and you're losing the game.
To be fair, I would also be more mad to be called a Fruit Loop dingus than to be put on the block. So yeah.
Sometimes it's legitimate. Sometimes yes. Legit.
No, I mean, I can't figure out where this narrative has come from that Sis is like this sweet, innocent little dove. And also that she's so shocked that she was put up on the block. And I guess she expected to go through this entire game without ever being put up on the block, when you were on such clear opposite sides. There were really only three options of people who are clearly on this other side: Tommy, Christy, and you. And kind of put Nick in there a little bit, but Tommy and Nick made deals with Jackson. Right. So that leaves two people. Two people go on the block. And Sis says things like, I don't understand why Jess isn't up, or I don't understand why Nick isn't up. Maybe it's because they at least pretended to be with Jackson. At least gave it, talk to him some. Have you? No, you're just sitting here coasting, expecting things to work out your way. And I know that, I think me and Liana feel the same way here, which is that Christy is annoying and she cries a lot and she's, you know, not like playing great game, but I would 100% of the time rather Sis go home this week.
Yeah,
just for my personal enjoyment. I just don't enjoy watching someone who's not playing. And it's frustrating that she may or may not ever get voted out.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jackson tells her, look, I overheard you talking, you and Christy talking, saying they don't have Cliff, they don't have Nicole, they don't have me, they don't have Christy, they don't have Tommy, they don't have you, Jess, they don't have anybody except for Kat. That's all they have. They can't. They're in trouble next week. Like, I overheard you saying that. And Sis is like, so I said one wrong thing. What's the problem? I just, you know, Jax, I just wish you would have told me. I just wish you would have told me, Jackson. And he's, look, I did. I talked to you. I told you that that, you know, these nominations might ruffle some feathers and that you'd need to put blind faith in me. And she said, I just wish you would have. That's I took that to mean that you trusted me and that I wasn't going to go on the block. And he's like, I do trust you. That's what I was telling. I do trust you. That's why I'm putting you on the block, so that I know you won't go home. I wouldn't have put you on the block if I didn't know that you won't go home. And she's like, no, you trust me, so you put me on the block. And he's like, yeah. I said you had to trust me.
I trust that no one in this house is going to waste their vote getting rid of you when there's Christy there. Fair. Sis, this is your role in the house. Your role is to be the person to sit next to someone to get them to go out. You're not the first. Okay. You know, like Cliff had that role, Jess had that role, and now it's your turn.
This is an infuriating conversation because Sis is constantly interrupting Jackson as he's trying to explain himself with just like yelling, like passive aggressive yelling, where she's kind of like, she's yelling, but trying to pretend that it's lighthearted. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I'm just so mad about this right now, Jackson. I'm really mad about it, but I'm gonna be a little bit lighthearted about my yelling. I just don't understand why you're doing this. Like she's smiling through it. It's oh boy.
And I'm not saying that you should ever like give up when you're on the block, but when you're in this particular situation, 9 times out of 10, if you know you're not the person going home and that it wasn't like you haven't heard that anyone's trying to get rid of you, except for kind of Tommy who wants to save Christy, kind of, then just sit back and be nice. Work on your relationships for next week. Don't make yourself a target for next week, which you are in Holly's eyes kind of now. And yeah, I can't believe we made it to the end of this podcast without mentioning all throughout the day, all you hear is that the reason that Sis is on the block at all is because she said that Holly and Jackson had no one. And so they're like, oh, fine, we have no one. Well, then you're on the block.
But it's, I said one wrong thing. It was just one thing. Come on. I always say good things. And the one time I say one bad thing, it's now I'm on the block. That's not fair. Jackson says, look, I put you up because I knew that Christy would go home against you. If Tommy went up, then the votes might flip. If Nick went up. Yeah, what about Nick? What about Nick? He's targeting. Hey, let me finish. Nick is targeting you. He made a deal. No, let me finish. No, Nick is targeting you. Let me finish. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Christy and Sis also tell Nick multiple times, I just don't understand why you're not up on the block. I don't understand why Sis is on the block and not you, Nick.
He says, look, Christy is my target, not Nick. Why? Why? Because Christy is the biggest threat to my game. But Nick... come on, because of what I said in the stupid room, I said one thing, Jackson. It's like, yeah, it was a bad thing. Yeah, one. Come on, it was one thing.
So, like, if I had been nice to you this whole time, and then I said, yeah, I'm against Jackson, and then you put me on the block, like one time.
Everybody says things. Come on. Seriously, though, what about Nick? I want Christy gone. But even like, what about like just initial noms? Why didn't you just put him up first and then you could have changed it? Because I want Christy gone. But why? Why do you want somebody who's willing to work with you to go home? I don't think she's willing to work with me. I want her to go home. Oh, but what about Nick? I'm really mad right now, Jackson. He's like, yeah, I can see that. It's like,
I'm
look,
gonna throw a temper tantrum.
This is maybe my only chance to take this shot. You know, today was a puzzle, and I don't puzzle good. Christy does puzzle good, and I managed to beat her, and I need to take this opportunity. And Sis is like, okay, fine. I'm not gonna lie to you though. I'm still really upset with Holly, and I have my own reasons for that. Her boyfriend, she says this to Jackson. Boyfriend, using quotation marks, didn't tell me that I was going on the block. She's just so insincere. Sorry. She's just so insincere. And, I just don't like it. I feel bitter toward you, Jackson. I feel bitter toward you. And he's like, well, I don't know anybody, anything. You know, you said what you said. And then he says, yeah, this is, look, this is just, this is me being selfish for the first time in my life, which is, I think, like the third time he said that in this house.
Yeah. Third time.
The first time being when he broke up with Kat.
Yep. Yeah. I hope this happens more so we can get a nice, like 6 or 7 compilation of the first time that Jackson has been selfish in his life.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I want to work with you and Tommy moving forward. Like, so do I. I'll cry.
But I'm bitter against you and your girlfriend.
Yeah. And so they kind of like they're kind of like laugh, like passive aggressively laughing with each other. And then the conversation ends. Jackson tells Holly, I feel like things are smooth over for the most part. but she brought up you. She apparently has her own issues with you. So we'll see.
Cash. You know, I still think that Sis should go, but there are going to be some upsides if she meets Thingbot. So there is that. Yeah. Sis throwing Nick under the bus is also funny because of how much time they spend together. Like, I really want Jackson to just go tell Nick, hey, yeah, you know, I was talking to Sis and she like really wants you on the block instead of Christy. Also, tip for anyone who's ever in the Big Brother house. If you're in a position where someone gets put up on the block, or maybe you get put up on the block, and you just don't understand their nominations because it's not what maybe you would have done or whatever, it tells you that maybe you don't know everything that's going on in the house. Maybe your perspective is not the same as everyone else's perspective.
Well, let's not go too far here.
I mean, that may be shocking.
There was also a moment in the Jackson Sis conversation where he was doing, I don't remember which, it was like something about pig's guts or something, whatever it is. He's got those weird sayings. He was using those sayings. I have no bird, I have no bush. I have, I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. You can't swallow a pig's guts. I don't know what it is. But he's doing those. And Sis is just like, I hate your sayings. I hate them.
People in the chat are asking if I'd rather see Sis or Christy make it to Zingbot. I think the thing is that I think Christy, we already saw her recognize that America doesn't like her through the being nommed for the field trip thing. And I think that she'll get enough information from Julie to also sort of understand that. Sis, I want to see her. If she gets voted out now, she's going to just pretend that everyone still liked her on the outside. If we get a few more shots at her in the house, I think that'll help prime her for what's going on outside.
Oh boy. Well, Nicole is going to have a brief moment to the cameras. She used to dance with Kat in the house and she'd joke around with Jess. But now all of her friends have turned on her and she's just on her own. So she just has a little bit of a dance party by herself in the RV room to the cameras. She reads horoscopes from the Pop-Tart box. Somebody you meet today will betray you by the end of the day. That's terrifying. Why is this on a horoscope on a children's pastry box? What's happening?
Cliff brought that out earlier in the night and was showing everyone. He walks into this room where everyone's having this deep conversation. He's like, guys, look at this Pop-Tart box. Look at this horoscope that was on this. That was pretty good. Someone will betray you by the end of the day. I like to think that whoever put that in the house, like, read a whole bunch of different ones on the back and was like, oh, this will really get them. I don't think this is funny.
Yeah. I just saw Nicole now dancing alone. She has no friends left. I was like, oh boy. Christy, Sis, and Tommy have a conversation. Sis explains her conversation with Jackson. Tommy suggests they make a deal with Jackson and Holly. The deal would be, hey, let's all get back together. We can use the veto. We can save both of us. We can save everyone. We can work together moving forward. If not, then I think this deal will exclude Christy. Christy lets them know, don't worry, guys. I think we're going to be okay. I've been visited by not one, but two separate spirit guides who have told me that I have the power to change the outcome of the week.
Yep. Caitlin Herman Memorial Cop is what they're thinking.
So, I mean, turns out Christy's not dead. She's going to make it.
Yeah. She had a vision this morning that her and Sis would both be staying.
Yeah.
So that'd be fine. It's going to be great.
I can't wait to play this clip back when on Monday afternoon, Christy is like, the universe always works out. And we have to say, you know, she's onto something.
No, don't manifest that. People are already celebrating. I've already made my pigs in a blanket. Don't ruin this for me.
Man, they'll really have to cancel that party if that happened. Cliff is going to have a brief chat with Jess toward the end of the night. He gives her a heads up. I think the only person you need to worry about is Nick. I've heard that Nick might be coming after you. She's like, yeah. I think Nick has a final two with Jackson. Cliff's like, right. Yeah. And with Tommy, too. Oh, yeah. Like, they're all intertwined. Yeah, you're right.
Sure. Nick actually talks with Jackson earlier, and they have this conversation where they do talk about, I don't know, not exactly a final two, but I'd be willing to lose to you. I'd rather lose 5-4 to you than 9-0 to Nicole.
I don't want to take somebody I know I can beat.
Yeah, the problem with this entire conversation is that Nick's mouth is just full of food during the entire time, and very hard to listen. I'm looking at it, and I was confused. I'm like, Jackson's eating watermelon. But he's chewing and swallowing before he talks.
Oh, he takes big chunks and they're gone instantly.
Right. They just dissolve. But yeah. But Nick, I don't know what he was eating, but it was just ugh.
Jackson's physiology has evolved to the point where his saliva can instantly vaporize any watermelon that enters his mouth.
I ate some watermelon yesterday. At a cookout, and I thought of Jackson.
There you go.
That's fine. It made me think, though, how much is he having to pee in this house?
Oh, you know what? Somebody pointed out in the chat. Jackson did celebrate the veto win and taking Christy out of the game by shotgunning some beers.
Right, and then Jackson informed us that he can drink 18 beers in less than an hour and be fine.
And you know that Holly was just like, Jackson.
She's sitting there, actually. There's some really great shots of her face just being like.
Yeah. All right. That's what we have for you, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Mary.
Well, I don't know. I went through my Nick section. Old Saint Nick loves when people sit on his lap. That's pretty much all I had. Oh, wait. Sis says that reading Shakespeare was really difficult for her, and I think that was a missed opportunity.
She reads Shakespeare?
To require her to read Shakespeare. She was just talking about how difficult Shakespeare was and how she's unable to read the Bible because it's harder than reading Shakespeare, and reading Shakespeare in school was the hardest thing for her. So I really think that she should have had the Haley punishment, and that would have been a really good way to give us some more entertainment. Either that or have her fill out a Mad Libs. Both would be equally hard.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me on Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong. Now, yesterday we had an early live feed update. That was for a specific reason. If you want to know what that reason was, you can find me on Instagram. I'm going to be posting a photo that explains a little bit and gives a bit of a hint as to something that is to come. It was very fun and exciting. So find me on Instagram. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and Twitter @Armstrong Taryn. Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me on the RHAP B&B this week. If you haven't listened to that already, check it out with Mike Bloom and Liana Boris. We read some fan fiction, filled out some Mad Libs, discussed hashtag horse. So if you're curious about any of that, it has everything and the Kitchen Joe. So jump right in, listen to that. And otherwise, you can find me everywhere at Frail Mary. I just figured out how to set up my Twitch stream to play old Nancy Drew games. So if you're interested in that may be happening sometime soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And of course, tonight we will be live to recap the Sunday night episode with Kemi. Be very, very fun. So check that out. Check it out tomorrow. There'll also be, of course, the roundtable tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. So lots of coverage heading your way. Thank you so much once again for joining us. See you next time.